Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it might not sound like it, but it's a wild and seedy world in the elite classical music scene in New York City, at least according to the new Amazon Prime series Mozart in the Jungle, all about the competitive world of classical music and the drama and sex and drugs that go right along with it. The story centers on a hotshot young conductor brought in to reinvigorate the mythical New York Symphony.
He has been courted by Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Munich, and we got him. Please join me in welcoming a man who need only be introduced by his first name, your new conductor and musical director, Rodrigo.
You're listening to the voice of actress Bernadette Peters there. The series is inspired by a real memoir called Mozart in the Jungle, Sex, Drugs, and Classical Music, by Blair Tyndall. Helping us to tease out fact from fiction is Naomi Lewin. She's the weekday afternoon host on WQXR Classical Music Radio here in New York and host of the weekly podcast Conducting Business. Hi, Naomi.
Hello.
So the series is based on the books, kind of about the real lives, sometimes the lurid lives of classical music, musicians, conductors, donors, politics, all of the people involved.
Well, it's based on a book, or at least it takes off from a book, which came out about 9 years ago, which was a tell-all memoir, Blair Tyndall writing about her life as a freelance musician in New York. And I have to say that I used to be an opera singer before I went into radio, so I knew the New York music world a little bit, more than a little bit. And anybody who was in that world couldn't wait to get their paws on this book, because she told some of the good and a lot of the bad and the ugly in that book.
And so that suggests then, if they're all dying to get their hands on the tell-all book, that there is an element of truth to the cutthroat nature of this, the competitive nature of it all between the donors and the musicians and dare I say, the partying and the drugs and the rest of it.
I wouldn't call it cutthroat, and I wouldn't say that everybody parties. I would say the author of the book wrote about getting stoned when she was in junior high. If you're that kind of addictive personality, becoming a classical musician is not going to change that. That said, there's a certain amount of drug use in the classical music world that is not recreational. It's based on performance anxiety. And in fact, our Conducting Business podcast on WQXR took a look at that, because there's a lot of beta blocker use to combat stage fright. And one musician I interviewed for that said that in the orchestra they worked in, the beta blockers were passed around backstage like Halloween candy.
Let's talk about politics a little bit in this world, because is there some truth to one of the premises of the show that young musicians who want to push classical music forward into the modern era are kind of shackled by maybe a sclerosis from rich donors who kind of pay for it all, older people who don't want things to change?
I don't think that's really true. No, I don't think that there are the older people who don't want things to change. I think there are older concertgoers who expect things to be a certain way. But there are a lot of young musicians out there who are pushing the envelope, who are putting classical music into bars and interesting locations. Matt Heimovitz, kind of the cellist, kind of pioneered that. And a lot of people are taking classical music into all kinds of interesting places. So I wouldn't really say that that's true.
Well, one of the things about the show, Naomi, the hook, it seems to me, about the show is that our own prejudice, that we don't expect people who dress in black frocks and carry flutes around to have real lives, to have relationships and to have rivalries and to sometimes do drugs and sometimes get into sex.
But they're human beings. And just because they're classical musicians doesn't mean that they don't have sex and don't do all the things that other people do. That's the world.
Well, this is kind of your world, Naomi Lewin. Are we to believe that you all have a bunch of secret rock star lives behind the scenes here?
Well, I have to say that when I was a classical musician, I did not do drugs and I didn't sleep around. And maybe that's why I'm now in radio.
The series is Mozart in the Jungle. It's on Amazon Prime. Naomi Lewin is the weekday afternoon host on WQXR Classical Music Radio here in New York, host of the weekly podcast Conducting Business. Thanks, Naomi.